Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the second hour of the Outdoor Show this morning.
I don't know the nickname yet. I want to say
Live Bait. Well, we don't have one for you yet.
I don't have a nickname yet, so but, can't make my own nickname up.
We'll just go with the Robert or Bobby right now. And Johnny B and I'll figure out something. We'll get you in there.
All right, sounds good.
It'd be better than Ricky Bobby. You don't want that. All right, well, cool. Right now, currently, it's east at 20 at the Galveston North Jetty. It's 22 at the Galveston Fishing Pier. And down at the Freeport South or North Jetty, it's 19 out of the Dew True East, 90 degrees. So there you have it. A little breezy out of the east this morning. If you stick your head out the door and you're wanting to feel those real cool fall temperatures that you thought you were going to get, like in the 50s, well, it's not here this morning. Got a little warm up, a little warm front. This front backed up, and this is the end result. All right, let's head down or over to Venice, Louisiana, and let's get hooked up with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing. What's up, Mike?
Well, better than that 30 they was predicting.
So, well, true.
But I stuck my head out a while ago trying to decide shorts or blue jeans today, so water's just blowing. I think I'm going to have to wear blue jeans today.
Yeah.
Probably will. I'm gonna get a little, probably going to get a little over the side well there.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, unless I just stay in that river, so, but got to cross it once anyhow. So, no, it's still the same. I looked at the wind here. Looks like about 20. So.
Yeah, I'm guessing anywhere between 15 and 20. Well, at Pilot Town, it's showing 11, but that could be between gusts.
Yeah.
West Delta 17.
Yeah.
You know, Bay Gardene 23. So, yeah, you got a little wind over there this morning.
Oh, well, here's what it is.
And you're not alone. We do, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're 20. We're about 20 everywhere.
So, only thing I'm, we got that Green River, so that's a big plus for me. I can go hide behind something.
Yeah.
I did manage to catch me 7 big old trout day before yesterday in the river. Yeah. Crazy, too, and they're full of eggs.
Yeah, what they're going to probably pop another spawn on the next full moon.
Jesus. I'm telling you, it's the craziest thing. We're sitting there catching everything. I mean, it didn't matter. You just never know what you're going to hook up to. And customer caught the first one, and I said, go figure. So I jump up there beside him. I got a little excited, made me a couple of cash, was throwing some little scattered out rocks off that jetty down there. And I hooked one up, and she jumps, and I said, wow, about a 4-pounder there. I get her up the boat, she got free with her. I'm going, somebody drop another line right here, get one of these. And it was cool. Everyone after that that we caught, they'd be 1 to 2, 3 right there with trying to eat that bait out of the mouth, out of that fish's mouth. I'm going,
that's crazy.
He's some hungry most. But, I mean, caught them 7, they've got another bite on them. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Which Thursday was a very, very weak tide for us. My boat actually was sitting dead still in the river, not even on spot lock. Yeah, that's crazy. So, but then Bo Red showed back up after their little dance, and I don't think I've caught a female yet. I think Wednesday I put 55 in a boat, and every one of them drumming. And then Thursday we went and just had a fun day, got to catch anything we could catch in the river, and that was the third day for these guys, and I told them, I said, hey, we got to drive right back through them. When we're going in, we'll stop catch you. You want to do that work? So I run to them, and they both caught 2 apiece, said that was enough, and all 4 of them was all males, too. So I don't know where them females are hiding at. So they got to be around there somewhere.
True. Well, after that big, you know, fall spawn on them, they separate like that and spread out.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find them. You'll run into them.
Yep, absolutely. So, I didn't catch no flounder Thursday. As a matter of fact, I didn't fish for them. And where I was fishing in the river, there wasn't no reason for them to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we was coming back in, and I took a little old shortcut, got in that back levee canal, and then bounced back out at that second spillway. And I come across Brent Ballet, anchored up on a spot that I went, what is he doing?
Flounder fishing? And,
he caught 15 of them.
Goodness.
From 3 to 5.5 pounds. And
man, that's sweet.
Yeah, sweet eating. So, but no, that's fun fishing, though. I mean, you got a good flounder back. There ain't nothing like it. So, people that's never just really got on them and caught them, it's gets me excited because there's nothing like a flounder bite. It's the most distinct bite that I know of. So
yeah, they're doing that, just grabbing it and holding on to the tail stuff right now for me. You'll reel them right up to the boat and get the net ready, and they just open their mouth and let it go. They're holding on right behind the hook.
Well, I've had a few do that, but not all these here. They're doing that old
I'm ready for that good old double tap thump and, hey, swim off with it.
That's what these are doing. That big one I caught that over 6 I caught this week. I mean, it's like catching a 10-pound largemouth. Just
mm-hmm.
So, and my customers, I don't know if they'd ever caught flounder with me. We probably hadn't fished for them, but they said, man, that is so distinct. I don't understand it. What are they doing? I said, well, they're grabbing it with them teeth, and then that second tap, that's when they're swallowing it. And, I mean, pretty much every one of them that we caught this week, you had get some pliers and dig it out of them because they was really inhaling it.
They sucking it this all the way down.
Yeah, same thing with them bull red. I mean, yeah. I got a big old long panel pair of needle nose, and I mean, they've got it in their gut. I caught one on a chatterbait. I guess it was Thursday. Yeah, I was off yesterday. And I mean, I seen that fish eat. That chatterbait didn't hit the water, and that fish eat it. And I seen him swirl on it. And, I mean, he had it down his gut. And I set the hook just immediately on him, but he still had it all the way down his gullet.
You know, people don't realize when those fish, you know, bass and redfish, they kind of do the same thing. when they flare those gills and suck that water in with that bait, I mean, it's going right down the chute, man.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I had a big trout one time suck a corky in so hard that it went through his gills. Now, I can't even take a corky out of that plastic package without getting hooked. And he sucked that corky, flared his gills so wide, when he sucked it in, it went through his gills. And when I hooked him, he was hooked by the little pectoral fin on the side of his body. I said, "What? I foul hooked this thing." Well, no, the lamb went there through his mouth.
Yep.
I go, that is crazy.
Crazy. Yep. Absolutely. It's like these little Jack the Vales, you know, they get in the river this time of year. And I'm talking about size of your hand up to maybe 2 or 3 pounds. And they're the same way. How them little dudes can swallow that spoon. I mean, I'm throwing a spoon a lot in the river too on them rocks. And them little jacks will just inhale that spoon, and I just go, man, that's crazy stuff.
What are you throwing, like a Johnson Sprite weedless spoon or what?
Yeah, throwing weedless. If you can find them.
Yeah, they're hard to find these days.
Everything's getting hard. I'll tell you what's hard to find, some jigheads.
Yeah.
I mean, I finally told my customers, which they're great guys now, always bring a lot of tackle. I said, guys, y'all going to have to get on your own jigheads in this river. I said, I don't have enough. Because if you're fishing right, you're going to hang up. There's just no way about it that you're not going to hang up.
Now, that's like Friermuth's old saying, if you're not hanging up, you're not catching fish.
Nope. You're right. You know, and even me, knowing where them rocks are exactly at, and I still get hung up. So,
have you tried them swim jigs, you know, with a weight on the hook where you can rig them weedless?
I haven't tried them yet, but I got some in my
boat. I do that a lot when I'm having to throw a cover like that, you know, rocks and fishing real heavy oyster that, you know, everybody's hanging up and breaking off, and go to those, and it'll cut your break offs by 3/4.
Yep. Well,
but they're hard to find too. You know, the good ones.
They are. The good ones.
Especially the ones with the red hooks.
Yeah. And the problem with them too is finding them heavy enough to be in that river.
Sure, you gotta have the heaviest one, yeah.
Yeah, you know, 99% of the time I'm throwing a 1/4 ounce jig head. Mm-hmm. But in that river, I'm having to throw a 3/8 to 1/2 ounce jig head to really get down to where I want to be at.
Right.
So, and I don't like throwing a heavy jig head, but you gotta do what you gotta do. So, and then you really get hung up, you know. But, and then talking about them weedless hooks, on them jetties, on them rocks, it falls in that crack, you know.
Well,
that
true.
Water's clear enough. That water's clean enough that I can get on trolling motor, you know, when I'm having a bite and try to save a jig and pull up there, and you'll see it. It's in a crack, and you ain't getting it out.
So, no. It's wedged down in there. No matter what you got, it's done.
Absolutely. But I tell you something I do have. I don't have a mirror. I have them at home. I've got 500 Lonnie Stanley jig heads from back in the day. And I wish I had them right now. I mean, they're just the jig head. They don't have a skirt or anything on them. Mm-hmm. But I wish I had, because that would work too. Big time. And so when I come home to go deer hunt, I'm definitely gonna bring them back with me. So I mean, they're not in the I can't find a word for it. What makes them weedless is not even trim. It's just where they burn. They just burn off them. Burn them. You have to put them in that jig, and you have to trim them down or scissors. So. But that would work too. That'd help a bunch. So, but I tell you what, I had my guys prior to these guys. I fished 4 days. They're all Texas guys, big bass fishermen. They went to throwing a Texas rig, just putting a tail on a worm hook. And the problem they had though, they had them tungsten weights with them, and when they did hang up, that's kind of expensive.
Yeah, the tungsten breaking those off every time.
Yeah. Yeah, get a little expensive right there. So.
Yes, sir.
But other than that, offshore fishing there on the shrimp boats, and some of them are catching, some of them ain't. I mean, I talked to some of the best ones down here, and boats all around them getting a bite and them not. So it just goes to show, no matter how great your captain is, there's some of them days that you're just not going to get that bite. So, and there's nothing you can do about it except go relocate and hope you get a bite. Because that's like bull red fishing. I've seen some of these captains this week that's coming on us that are really catching them. And, man, what are y'all doing? We can't get a bite. I was doing the same thing you're doing, but you just having one of them days. You know?
So but, true.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Well, I got to cut out of here, but somebody wants to call you, give them some info.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And nothing naturally here in October, but we do have a few dates open in November and some in December. So if you hear me talking about this Green River and you want to experience it, come get it, because there's nothing like it.
Some fine trout fishing. A lot of guys leave Florida and come over there. Roland Martin and a bunch of those guys come over there to fish. Yep. The Murray Brothers, all that for trout in November.
I was off. Yep. I was off yesterday, and I had to go to town and get a remote. My remote on my troll motor went out. And you would not believe. I bet I passed at least 25 pole boats coming down the road yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's all in Florida, guys. It's rolling in.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Mike. Hey, have a good one, man. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. See you. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 521 in the Bayou City. Heading down to G-Town now. We're going to go to the bottom with Captain James Plogg. Little Rat, what is up?
What is up, man?
East wind at 20. That's about all that's up for me.
It's smoking. Looks like it's got warm, too. It's a lot warmer than yesterday.
Well, yeah, we got a warm front now. They missed this one big time.
Yeah, it was, man, it was nasty. We played golf yesterday, and it got nasty.
Your ears should have been burning. Him and I were going, wonder if Plogg and Rigamani are out there hitting the ball in this mess, man, because it was slimy.
You know, if I went, I was going to – we sat there a minute. I said, man, Rick, you know, hey, I'm already here. I don't like playing when it's wet. I said, but it ain't going to last too long. You know, this will get out of here. Because I'd already been up there swimming once, and it was nice. I said, oh, man, it's fine. A little windy. No, it was nasty. And then it finally quit about 3 o'clock, 3:30 quit raining, but everything was already wet, wet. We had a good time. It was fun.
Good.
Better have your foul weather gear. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
There were some guys out there still trying to play in shorts and short sleeve shirts. And I just went to Rig. I said, man, them boys can't be comfortable. They're tougher than me.
I hope they were young, have all that good pumping blood.
Yeah, but even pumping blood, man, it was nasty. But Rigamani plays good. He plays real well.
That's what I hear. That's the rumor.
So we had a good time, and that's it, man. I don't know. This front didn't. This here was a waste of time. All this thing was cost me a couple of days, and didn't do anything. I mean,
it's going to crank today. Pick up tonight out of the southeast. Crank tomorrow 20 to 25 out of the southeast, and continue on into Monday. So, here we go.
Well,
so if it looks like it's going to blow a little bit, you might want to cut loose and let's go play a round of golf Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, I'm in. I mean, I'm in.
I am
too. I'm going to go hit somewhere today.
I'm ready to see how bad I play with these new clubs.
Nah, you ain't going to play bad. I play bad. Man, you know, the mud, though, there was a couple holes right there. You got to go over some creeks over there in Friendswood.
Yeah.
I hit the ball good, but not got too much of a divot in that old wet ground, and just I ain't got enough tire to get through it. I'm like, there was about three shots at the wet, you know, and of course nothing rolls. So, but anyway, it don't matter. But I say, hey, man, we'll be sitting home, or I could be working on something else, or I'd be playing golf. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, but it, fishing
and golf, or golf and fishing, they go together. I mean, I know very few golfers that don't fish, and I know very few fishermen that hadn't at least tried golf.
At least tried to play, yeah.
It's outdoors, man. It's, I just don't like being cooped up in a house. I just don't like it. I like it outside, and I've been that way since I was a little kid.
All of us have. We don't know nothing.
My mother used to get so mad at me when I was a little boy. She'd look out in the backyard looking for me, and I'd be taking a nap on the picnic table. I wouldn't even come in the house for a nap.
He needs to go inside. Vitamin D is good for you. My guys were talking about that the other day about it may have been the coronavirus or something. Said, yeah, the vitamin D. I said, well, if that's the case, brother, vitamin D ought to live forever and never get coronavirus.
True.
Because I probably got more sun than most people alive. But I don't know, but yeah, that front didn't. I mean, it stayed, I think when I left the golf course, it was like 61, 58, but, man, you know, all the ponds on the course were steaming. So I tell you how hot all that old water was.
Yeah, water was warm, and then that cool air hitting it, that's cool looking. I like it when the bay and the bayous do that. When you get a good front end and you got all that steam coming off the water, that's cool looking.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it dropped it too much. What was it at Eagle Point this morning?
Oh, it was it dropped a little bit. I think it went down to about 71 or 72. Let me check it again here.
It did go down that far?
At Eagle Point, that one's real sensitive. It must be shallow. 71.8, so call it 72. Morgan's Point only dropped about 4 degrees, 77.5. I don't have the railroad bridge.
So, okay, you got 77 at the jetties?
No, at Morgan's Point, at the buoy offshore is 77. Pier 21 there in the Galveston Channel is 78.
So it's going to be between 77 and 74.
Not the 60s like I'm hoping for.
Yeah, that they missed that whole deal. Because I got through swimming, and Rumani texted me like, man, don't look too good. And I'm like, man, Rick, I mean, what's wrong, dude? So I called him. I said, hey, what's up? He said, man, it's slimy up here at my house. I said, oh, man, it's been. He said, you look at your radar? I said, no, I ain't looking at no radar.
Hey, I kept watching it yesterday morning. It just kept building up. I'm going, man, there's rain everywhere now.
Mm-hmm. And that's ended up. So I said, look, man, I'm going. You can go. You can stay. I'm coming. He said, no, I'll be there. It was fine. I went back home, took a shower, changed clothes, got my stuff, went to the bank. Anyway, I take off. I got right there by Nashville once, kind of missed it a little bit. Huh. Oh, man, then it's just like raining. And I was like, well, okay, here we go.
Made old Tom play in that mess yesterday.
Oh, we had fun. We had a good time. So I don't know, man. I guess go back to work. Is there a front coming this week?
Well, supposed to be. But it's, let me do this extended thing here. Looks like we're going to have strong southerly winds starting out the week. And we go east-southeast at 15 on Tuesday. But now the only front where it goes north is next Friday, north at 20. And then it goes northeast Saturday and then another north at 20 on Sunday. Next week, so
let them rip, man.
Another front.
Boy, the weather's been, you know, we had some postcard days, you know, really, you know, there was some days in the fall we shouldn't gripe about the weather, but they necessarily wasn't good fishing days.
No,
there just ain't been a lot of good fishing days. There's nice weather where it's really pretty, but not too many good fishing days. And, you know, that's what I told my guy. Oh, I finally quit. I usually do this about twice a year. I just quit. Like, hey, guys, I'm wasting your time. You're wasting mine. Let's go. So Friday, what's today? know, Thursday, I don't even know why he left. Man, it's south about 15 to 18. And I'm thinking, okay, couple of places, maybe. And the first spot I stopped at, it's like mud, 2 foot waves. I went around the corner. We sat there. Well, I just pulled up, put the hook out. And I caught a couple of sand trout, and we're telling stories. I said, hey, guess what, man? This is y'all's day. All that beer y'all got, you need to take that home. This guy lives there in Galveston. Y'all drink beer on the pier. I got stuff to do. We're gone. I don't do that very often, but there's no hope. I said, look, man, I'm having a tough time getting them when it's nice. Nice. Yeah. And at that time, it was blowing about 20 knots. It got sideways. And I'm like, man, let's go. Sometimes you got to know when to cut your losses, brother.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Man, that was a day to fold them. I mean, you're going to stay out there, beat these guys up all day, and you're going to catch like two.
Yeah.
Because water's
so true,
so hot,
man.
Everything went to mud. You know, everything got dirty like instantly.
Well, that water got so warm, any kind of wind, it's just going to roll it up, man.
Oh, it just rolls it completely up.
And they fight it worse in Matagorda than we do here.
Yeah, one about their old water, it'll drop out even like during the day. You know, if the wind fades out, we fade out. It still takes a, you know, until the water gets cold. You know, it takes.
Well, we got 600 square miles of water up here. It's a lot of water. Wish we had 600 square miles of fish.
Miles of fish.
Yeah, that's what I.
you beat me to it, man.
Oh Lord.
I do too. We got about, see, what'd you say? How many square miles?
600 square miles of water in Galveston Bay system.
We got about 600 square foot of fish.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, when they scatter out, man, it's lean times, brother.
They scatter out. And guys, why you fish all these little spots? Just look, man, if you got a little spot with a few fish, you got a chance. You got a big spot with a few fish, you're probably going to struggle.
You're
man.
In trouble. You're exactly
you're
right. Hey, we've been doing that nook and cranny fishing for about 2 years now. It's been tough on us. That's the way it works, man.
Hey, man, I've become
you got to improvise.
You got to improvise, baby, kind of like chipping around the green.
That's it. Well, hey, I got to roll, man. Flogger, somebody wants to come down to G-Town, go to the bottom, live the dream and all that good stuff, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Come on, brother. 497-771-7306.
All right, James. See you, man. Have a good one.
See you later.
All right. Go Stros. You got it, brother. See you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 540 in the Bayou City. And let's go down and talk with Captain Sharky Marquez, see what Michael's up to this morning. Sharky, what's going on?
What's cooking good looking?
No, not a thing.
Ha, ha,
ha. Just hanging out at the bait camp watching the wind blow and waiting for a break.
It is blowing. It is blowing like a mini hurricane out here, man. But I don't know. I think after that front, we should have some good fishing going on, so I'm not complaining too hard.
No.
Yesterday was a lot of fun. Caught a bunch of fish yesterday, and right. It was bad. It was rough. Rough, man.
Yeah, it was cranking and slimy, too, man. That old light rain and sideways, as Forrest says, sideways rain.
Oh, man. What do we got? A little east wind this morning?
Due true east, 90 degrees.
Oh, boy.
At,
right down the channel,
at least
buddy.
20. Yeah, right down the pipe.
Right down the pipe, man. Well, it always makes it difficult. I'll tell you this much, though. After a nice little front like that, if you can find any daggum clear water along those rocks or even a little bit of a hint of green, you know, those redfish will hang out big time in that, where that salinity is a little bit higher. Well, the bait will. And that'll call in the redfish. So that's my goal, Mickey. I'm going to go out there and full send it straight out to the rocks this morning. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll find some decent water. And using smelly, smelly bait today. So
fish on.
Gonna be fish on. Breaking tails and crunching bait and trying to get the freshest, you know, most smelly stuff I can get out there on the bottom. And let the fish find it. I mean, that's what you got to do out here after something like that. But, we will see. And it's the, what is it, the Hoosier Flatty Daddy tournament this morning.
Oh, is that today? So, is that this weekend already? Hoosier Flatty Daddy?
It is.
Man.
It's today. It is today, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, that really, really stinks because we just had the cold front. So you're going to have all your guys that are going to be all pumped up about the flounder run. Then
right.
You're going to have about 2,000 other people that are fishing the channel today. So it is going to be it's a tough day to be a charter guy today.
Yeah, it's talk about nook and cranny fishing. Man,
yeah.
Find a spot. You better anchor up in the right place today.
That's right. That's right. If you see a big old 30-foot contender coming in, don't yell at me for getting next to you. I'm just trying to catch some fish, too. this is my public service announcement, you know? Oh, man. Well, it's looking like it's going to be a fun one today, but we're going to get out there, hopefully catch a bunch of fish and make some memories, you know? I mean, I think this is the start of a good little flounder run, so got to be excited about that.
Well, hopefully we have a good year before they do all this limit change and stuff next year. Maybe the counts will be better and things will look more bright in the future. They won't have to do anything, change things up.
Yeah, that would be really, really nice. Maybe we can get a convince them to do some more surveys.
Yeah, what were they originally wanting to do? Areas. Just close it down totally in November and December? Was that their projection?
Yeah, it was a complete closure. And
no gigging, no fishing, closure. No harvest of flounder for 2 months.
No, nothing. And we will see. We'll see how that goes. I know, you know, we did the extension to 15 inches, which I think that's great. I mean, you know, we weren't necessarily keeping any that were real, you know, that size anyway. And, you know, I think that's great. But I don't know. I don't know about the whole closing it down. I am all for – hey, look, I'm all for my kids being able to come out someday and
sure.
being able to experience this. But I also know how many darn flounder we were catching in a single trip last season. And I know that there's a bunch of them. So it's – It's a fine line, right?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You got to be careful what you say. It's almost like talking politics on the radio, you know.
Oh, fishing's become so political. Yeah. It's not even funny, you know. That's it.
I like to fish. I like to get out there and experience what God's given us, and you know what, providing food for the family and making a memory while you're at it, man. That's what it's all about for me at least. And you know what, if you do that in a respectful way to, you know, what God's given us, you know, you're not keeping 100 flounder out there, you're keeping 2, you know, I think that's just fine in my book. So, I don't know. We'll see. If everybody had that mentality, maybe we'd be all right, but.
Well,
oh, man.
Gluttony does take over for some, you know.
That's it.
Save some for seed. Save some for everybody else, too, you know. Everybody's got – they're everybody's fish.
That's right.
Oh,
well, speaking of
– I was going to ask you, I keep forgetting, don't you have – you and Castaway, don't you have some new rods out or something?
We do. I cannot believe I haven't mentioned it yet on the show.
No,
but,
I keep forgetting to ask you about them because I saw something on that. And tell
crazy.
Us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so we're really excited. We spent about 18 months, where it's really, by the time it's all said and done, it was about 2 years, and we tested every different composite that went into that rod and the different, you know, I mean, everything you can imagine from the spacing on the guides and using the top quality components, just basically to build the most universal, you know, legit heavy tackle, competitive heavy tackle rod. And so we have, as of right now, there's 3 different models. We have a spinning, which is 40 to 80 pound weight class, great for redfish, tarpon up in Florida, you mm-hmm. know, sharks, all that good fun stuff, kingfish. And then we have a 40 to 80 casting, which I have like a size 40 LD squall on mine, and it's great. You know, we use it for bull red fishing right now this time of year. And but then we have, my favorite is our higher class. It's got the aluminum gimbals, and it's got the carbon fiber double wrap and all this fun fancy stuff. But it's a beautiful rod, and it is a up to 200 pound weight class.
Whoa.
And the thing weighs nothing. I mean, it is
amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, what goes into these rods, you know, nowadays to make them light and efficient and fun to fish with. But we have put that rod through the ringer. I mean, I've tried to break the rod and I couldn't break it. So it's been awesome. I'm excited to get back into summertime with these new rods and, you know, fish for tuna and all sorts of fun, crazy fish with them. So
right.
We'll keep everybody posted on that end, but I'm just really excited. You can check them out at castawayrods.com, and right under there you'll see the monster rod series, and definitely give them a look. They are sweet if you do anything from the beach fishing or boat fishing. You know, I mean, they were built for universal use, so they're awesome. I'm excited about it.
They're built to bow up. You got to catch fish with them.
That's it.
They're pretty and everything, but they look better when they're bowed up, doubled over.
That's right. Well,
something about a bending rod.
Real quick little flounder tip for anybody listening. I guess anybody who's fishing the flounder daddy, I mean, might as well throw something out there. We, on the last two trips, we caught 13 flounder two trips ago and 11 flounder last trip, I believe it was. Out of all those, there were just a handful of really nice, solid keepers. There's a bunch of small ones that we were catching in the channel. But I was catching the majority of those on an electric chicken Berkeley Gold mud minnow, 4-inch mud minnow.
Electric
that was the
chicken.
Color of choice. Yeah, it's like a pink and green, crazy looking. That was the bait of choice for them. And I
call it, you know what I call that? I nicknamed that puke truce.
Oh,
puke truce.
that's a beautiful color. Oh man,
but it catches fish. Weird. I mean, you know, there's a color like that in the Little John, and I had a customer put one on one day, and he is spanking us. I said, "What did you put on?" And that's when I named it puke truce. It's an ugly bait.
Puke truce.
But
you
boy,
see
the
that
fish,
bait, you're like, man, what the heck is that?
Why would a fish eat that? But, boy, they react to it good. That is a good color combination.
It is a
electric
good color.
Chicken.
Quarter-ounce jig head on the bottom, man. I mean, they have been whacking it. And then the solid pearl. That solid pearl is hard to beat. You know, it looks just like a little finger mullet down there.
Yeah, it is.
But that's what we've been hitting them on. And shorelines and, you know, deep pilings and the whole nine. So I think after this cold front, well, I'm excited to hit them. So hopefully we get a chance to do that today. We'll see with all the boats that are going to be in the channel.
Yeah, as we get these, you know, fronts through, it's just only going to continue to get better and better. You know, this is just the beginning.
Ooh, gets me excited thinking about it. I'm ready.
Well,
I'm ready.
So have you got a full schedule today? All your boats going out?
Yes, sir. All the boats, and we're both on a morning and an afternoon trip, so we're going to be out here sun up, sundown, and hopefully slaying a bunch of fish.
Well, that's cool to know. And y'all run out of the Galveston Yacht Basin, right?
We do, yes, sir. We operate right here on B Dock, and you know, have a blast. We've got a line of some slips out here, so all of our boats are stacked up, you know, one by one.
Right.
It's a real fun feel, you know. It's a team, you know. It's a good feeling when you come out.
Yeah, it's all a team effort. Sure.
That's it. I mean,
when y'all get in, all the fish y'all bring in, do y'all personally clean those, or do you have somebody clean them for you? How does that work?
Oh yeah. No, we do absolutely everything, Mickey. So we provide the rods, the reels, the gas, tackle, bait. Each boat has their own captain, and we literally, you know, take you out whether you've never fished before or you're a, you know, really experienced guy. And we'll fillet up, bag the fish,
good.
Label the bag. I mean, it's a from start to finish, man. We just want you guys to have a good time.
Well, that's the way I've always been. You know, I always clean my party's catch if they want to keep fish. You know, that's the least you can do for them.
A little bit extra. That's right.
Plus, they always leave a real nice, healthy tip in, you know, the end of it, too.
That's right.
It's
that's
worth
right.
It.
That you is, got that it. Is, that's what it's, that's, I like it. I liked it. You know, we're doing it because we love it, and you know what, we can sustain a living from it, and that is such a blessing in and of itself. But you're right, it is a super nice feeling when somebody, you know, goes out of their way to show you how much they appreciated your service for the day, so.
Just like the song. Know. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
I want some more of it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Man. All right, Sharky. Well, hey, man, throw them out some info. Anybody wants to get in on your monster gear, monster rods,
absolutely.
Monster fishing?
I like it. I like it. Yeah, definitely check us out at Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com, outcastfishingcharters.com. You can check out our different trip packages, pricing. And also through our online availability, you can book directly online right there. Right now, the combination trip is one of our hottest trips, and we're catching flounder, redfish, drum, you name it. It's a great time of year to come get in on some good monster fishing action with us. And definitely check out our apparel website. It's monsterfishing.com, monsterfishin.com. And you already know we got you a sweet discount code AM610. To get yourself a sweet little discount on a new fishing shirt, fishing hat, you name it. And that's what I got, Mickey. I'm fixing to go hammer on some fish, my friend.
I know you are. Well, cool, and I wish you the best luck. Oh, and your mom, I see where she joined the early morning sicko page.
Uh-oh.
Connie Marquez.
You know what?
I saw that pop up on my screen this morning, and before I approved it, somebody else approved it, so she's in.
Mama Sharky is in
Mama
the family.
Sharky. All right, dog.
Y'all better hide. It's the real fun fixing to begin.
All right, Sharky. Hey, y'all go get them, man. Be safe out there.
All right,
good
man.
Luck.
Have a blessed day, Mickey. Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. See you now. Yeah. All right, that's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. And guess what? Top of the hour coming up, National Anthem, and we always play that at the 6 o'clock top for our, you know, all the great patriots out there and our troops and soldiers and police officers. All our first responders, we appreciate everything you do to keep this country great. We'll be right back after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.